Right, what is it though? Is it a
Microsoft Surface?
Nice.
Yep.
So they have it work.
You get one then?
All right, it is 5:15 and I'm gonna call.
Yeah, if yours isn't working, by all means, bring them in.
They couldn't do CPR on mine anymore. No.
Mine just flickers on and off.
Mine does that too.
So both of you will have new computers within the next month.
That'd be awesome.
All right, it is 5:15, I'm gonna call the meeting to order. We have been requested to add one action item, and I'm gonna add that as item number four, if everyone's okay with that. And that will be the purchase of a maintenance truck. Can we have a motion to amend the agenda to include number four?
Second.
All right, any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, there is no one here to speak to the public. We will move on to our discussion item, which is the city purchasing policy. And are we deferring to you, Steve, or to Brian?
No, Brian can.
All right.
You know how fast.
Take it away.
How fast that came out.
I heard that.
No.
He's a smart man. He knows what he's doing.
He wants no.
Oh, and I should pass these out, both of these? Is that?
You have two copies there, Madam Chair. One is the copy that was revised our last meeting, and then you have the one with the red print on it is the one that is coming to you tonight.
Right.
It's not included electronically, so, but it will be available when we do the minutes.
This is the original, the black one.
Yeah.
So, what I did was I took the black copy that we have here, the original, and I tried to morph it into something that flowed, that made sense, and probably referenced more current state statute. I do understand, you know, how, you know, cities create policies, and just for all practical purposes, we might have gotten six or seven cities' policies, and we took the best from each. And in the end, you sometimes have a Frankenstein-ish sort of policy that may or may not actually reflect what you want to do. But it only becomes apparent after a situation pops up. And then you go like, well, I never read it that way before, but now that does that make sense? So what I want to do is take the copy with the red version, and I'm gonna just walk through it, and then we can have some discussion. All right, so on the very first page under purchasing, you've got policy, all the black is fine. I didn't change anything there because it's basically saying we want to purchase goods at the most cost-effective competitive rates and blah, 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 etc. You can read what it says. I moved from where it says purchasing and competitive bidding, I moved the city follows Minnesota statute up because that's part of the policy. Mm-hmm. And I amended it just slightly. I'm just saying that the city will follow all state purchasing requirements of Minnesota state statute. And the reason I'm vague, and then I go into specifically but not limited to, because section or statute 12, Statute 429, Statute 331A, statute, you know, mm-hmm. There's just lots of statutes that pertain to purchasing. But the main one is 471. So instead of listing all of the statutes, I'm just basically saying, we can go to the league handbook and we can identify every one of these things, but generally it's 471 and 345 or 5-9 cooperative purchasing that we're dealing with, right? So I put that up where I thought it should go. And then I changed the scope slightly because this policy is more than just for competitive bidding. 471.345 deals with over-the-counter purchases, solicitation of quotes, competitive bidding, and then I removed a few things like vendor selection, and I inserted exceptions. Signature is the same in administrative purchasing processes, which is a group of paragraphs near the end. Then I struck out purchase orders, coding, and some of those other words to make that encompass the scope of this policy. Then I included purchasing and competitive bidding. You see, I took out the 471 reference, the next line. here's where I was trying to balance things, because we talk about exceptions later, all right? And I thought, as it reads, it says, it is not the policy of the city to accept the lowest bid. Well, no, actually, if we go into any situation, we actually want the lowest bid.
That's okay. Fun.
So I took out not, and I said, it is the policy of the city to accept the lowest bidding vendor. The determination now of the lowest bid is at the discretion of the city council, which it is, and may be based upon a number of factors, including final cost of item or service, delivery costs, unique skills. Delivery costs would be like what it costs to go get that pickup truck from Duluth as compared to buying it locally here, all right? Unique skills, demonstrated work experience in a specific area that could very well be, you know, just a specialty. You know, go to the hospital. There are specialists and there are general doctors, you know. Past negative experience, here's an interesting twist. Past negative experience, I only identify negative experience with the city because if you have somebody that you had a positive experience with, and you have somebody that you don't have a negative experience with, your city attorney will say, you really have no reason not to. And I'll give you an explanation of this. In my hometown of Springfield, Wagner Bus Service ran for 35 years. Another gentleman said, I want to get in on that. So he put a bid in. He did not own a bus. He did not rent a bus. He had no drivers. He just put a bid in. Nothing, and he was a successful business person, and the school board said, well, do we give it to him because he's a low bidder, low contractor, but he doesn't have any buses, and the school attorney said, that's for him to figure out.
Right, that's his.
And
because he'll get into the business.
The bidding, the beginning of the school year, there were 26 buses and 26 drivers, and they took care, and he's had the business ever since. So unless you have a negative reason, they burned us 3 years ago on a project. But if you don't have a negative, you still have to consider. That's my theory, okay?
So neutral is
neutral is good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So overall quality of work, suitability and adaptability, that comes right out of state statute. Suitability and adaptability, okay? And here's a new section. And local vendor, if local vendor is within 1% or $1,000 of the lowest bid obtained, whichever is lower. Now, with that, so generally I'll just cut to the chase. If we are quoting something at $100,000, 1% is $1,000, but we can bid or we can quote things up to 175. So anything from 100 to 175, the magic number is $1,000. If you're under that, if you're under $100,000, we use the 1%. And if you're at 50,000, you're going to be at $500. You got to be within $500 of the low bid. If it's 30,000, you got to be within $300 of the low bid. It's just the lesser of the two. And so up to 100,000, it's 1%, whatever that number is, and above 100,000 is just 1,000. So that's something for you to consider.
You mean in terms of the actual dollar amount or percentage?
Right. If like here, Schweders said, the truck we're going to look at, Schweders says, my price is $280 more on a $36,000 vehicle, so it'd be 360. If you're within the 360 of, let's say, the state bid, Schweder still gets the contract because they're within 280.
Is it, if I may, Chair?
Go ahead. Yep.
Is it within the council's purview to set that dollar amount, that whatever amount?
Wherever they want.
Okay.
You know, it could be, I don't know that I would go like 10%, because 10% is kind of gross. On $100,000, you're going to say, we're going to spend $10,000 more? But it's within the council's discretion to decide 1.5%, 2%.
Okay, so there's no state statute that
nope.
defines?
Nope. I put something in here as a discussion point.
Got it, okay.
Because historically, if you're looking at the state bid and you have to go get that pickup truck from somewhere else, it takes two people, one to drive you there, and two people to drive two vehicles back. And if it's far enough away, you got a meal thrown in there. So let's say you've got 8 hours between two people at $40 an hour and some meals and the gasoline to get you home with two vehicles. That's usually like $300 to $500, somewhere in that general vicinity.
And one more point, this is in the event that it is a true apples to apples. So if it doesn't meet the other defined criteria in terms of suitability, adaptability, all that other stuff, and it just comes down to money at the very end.
Yep. And this is just a placeholder. I think it's, you know, my perspective, I think it's reasonable based on what I've seen in past years, but you decide what's reasonable. Not me.
If I may, I struggle with just a little word local, and I was thinking about this today with how can we define the area, and would it be, could we come up with, even if we put in the Wilmer Lakes area, there's a map out there that talks about, you know, kind of an area that I guess I'd like to see us define local.
Yep. I put this in here so you guys can figure this out.
Well, I'm just curious if that term could incorporate that, and there could even be a map, you know, with that. But when you talk about us having a regional presence, when if it's the CVB or the chamber or it's larger than the county, but I think an identity with that would help to clarify what we see as local and even our responsibility to be regionally responsible. Because you made a comment about, if you listen to the EDC, dollars that are spent in Atwater turn over how many times and they are good for Wilmer.
Yeah.
You know, so if you say, well, is buying from Atwater Ford benefiting Wilmer? Yes, it is, but if we use that Wilmer Lakes area kind of concept, then it's bigger than Candia High County and it has a definition.
So
that's a request.
You'll
for
have
me.
To define.
Yep.
Somebody's going to have to define what local means.
Yep.
And that's the council.
Yeah.
Or
I think Wilmer Lakes area is too vague, because then there's no parameter really.
There is a parameter. Well, there's a map. But if you say Candia High County,
then that's defined.
Then it's defined.
That's very defined. Yep.
And so it could be Candia High County. It could be Wilmer Lakes area. But what does local mean to us? To me, it's a definition. Maybe Candia High County is the right answer.
Yep.
But now go to Belgrade. Go to, you know, maybe Candia County is the answer. I don't know.
I think it's relative. I think, like, on some items, like vehicles, I feel like, this is just myself personally, I feel like vehicles, like Wilmer is local, versus, like, specialty construction equipment, I feel like the Wilmer Lakes area is local versus, like, somebody way elsewhere in the state or even in another state for a specialty piece of equipment.
So do you guys think that we shouldn't define local? I'm curious.
I think it should be defined. The only thing is maybe opening Pandora's box a little bit, because local for some items may be different than for other items, like a specialty ice system or a specialty street sweeper or something manufactured in Germany. Right. You know, one of them was manufactured in Europe and their distributor was in Chicago, I think.
Yeah. So I'm going to come back and say maybe I'm wrong in my thought process in that the staff should have the ability to define local based off from what they're bidding on.
I would prefer the city council set the parameters of what local is.
Okay. Yeah.
I thought it was pretty clear that if it's a specialty piece, like if it's made in Germany, there is no local bids available. But again, you have to define local. But we'll discuss it. Mine would be Candy White County. Because let's say you're looking for a Bobcat. Then at least you can go to Spicer.
And all I'm saying is you could put a map on here. I mean, if we look at Candia County versus the map that's out there for Wilmer Lakes area.
Yeah.
And I hear what you're saying, and I think I'm okay with Candia County. Yeah. I just think that we need to own that we are a regional center, but I think there needs to be a clarification. But when you look at, now go sideways, you're in Kirkhoven. Is that far enough? Probably.
So anytime you draw a line, there is always a foot outside that line. So you just have to say, this is our area.
But again, we had part of this conversation last night, though. But then you have, who are the taxpayers and who's...
But if you use his philosophy of the workforce coming to Wilmer, and you use his philosophy of the, I mean, of the dollars turning over and the things that are shared, that puts that regional responsibility that we are more than Wilmer, we are a regional center. And I like that. I think I like Candia County.
Yeah. And what you could say is, can local vendor, parentheses, Candia High County, parentheses, is within,
I like it.
You know.
Yep. And we'll probably have this discussion, obviously, with the full council. But to me, then it's, I would probably pipe in and say competition is better. So then if somebody has a monopoly on all the car dealerships in Wilmer, then maybe we still have Atwater Ford.
So I would actually like to see us add that tonight, so that when we have the conversation, that it can go to the city attorney and be reviewed, and then the full council can review it, and we know that that parameter has already been approved by our city attorney. So if that's a suggestion, I don't think we have to vote on it, but are people comfortable with that?
Then we need to pipe in now if that's going to be a recommendation.
Let Brian read it.
And if I could, what we'll do is take the suggestions tonight and incorporate them and then bring it back to the committee for a final recommendation at our next
before
meeting.
The city attorney. Okay.
After he's reviewed.
We can have the city attorney look at it, and then his comments will be presented with this.
So what you said, if I heard you right, is, and local vendor, parentheses, Candia County, if local vendor is within 1% or 1,000. Yep. That's how it would read?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
And that is very definable.
Yep. It's easily defendable, too.
Yeah.
You're not in the county. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Rick, are you
black
good with
and
that?
White. Okay. So then I went into the exceptions.
I just assumed local was, well, if you have to go to Kirkovan, or if you have to go to Granite or Olivia, that's local. But Candia High County, that's a defined area.
So. Would you rather not have a definition, kind of?
I don't think we need a definition.
Well, I'd like us to talk about it, because I think it's important.
I think we do, because the whole purpose of this is to not put the staff in a position of trying to guess what you think local is.
Yeah.
Yep.
We want the staff to say, this is where I'm going, and I'm not going to get lambasted by anybody because I recommended this. Because at some point in time, three people could say, that's not what I think local is, so you really need to defend it, or define it.
Yeah. And Candia County has lines around it.
Yeah.
Wilmer Lakes area evolves depending on who's in and out of tourism and those types of things, in my mind. So I'm good with Candia County.
And there's room, to me there's room for confusion of who is included with the Wilmer Lakes area. And then you have to have access to that map.
Yep.
Every department head has to know which map, what
Candia
are the boundaries.
County is done.
So if you put that in there, is someone then out of the area say, oh, we aren't going to get it because we're outside the local area. They aren't going to get
it. Well, but it only applies if the local vendor is within 1%.
Right. So somebody from Montevideo or Granite Falls can still bid this, but if the local vendor is $501 and the limit is $400, we still go with the Granite Falls or Montevideo or St. Cloud or whatever, you know. So it's still valid.
Yeah, Granite Falls can easily have the low bid.
They
can
easily
bid, and they can have the low bid because it exceeds the threshold. So if we have a tight enough threshold on the dollar amount that would call it into question, theoretically, it still leaves the bid open to lots of people. So in other words, we're going to be getting the best bargain, and if we don't, in favor of going local, we're going to be very close to that amount.
Yep.
Anyways.
Yep.
All right.
But if we get a bid, we probably would call the local vendor and say, can you do any better? Or wouldn't I?
I don't. That's a decision. That's a buying, purchase policy decision for the council. Because even though the state says you can shop our bid because it's public, I think there's a lot of people out there that would really be upset that if they said, the Granite Falls bid came in, and they went over to their Wilmer bidder and said, hey, can you match this deal?
For quotes, you can... You quotes. Can go out and do that legally.
Yeah.
Bids, you... I mean, sealed
bids,
you
can't. Yeah.
Do some negotiating.
But if it's a state bid, you're allowed to...
Here's what our budget is.
Okay, that brings up my email that I sent to everybody, and that was that I was in question, or I was questioned about whether my interpretation was correct or not, and I questioned myself, and so I contacted the cooperative purchasing venture at the state, the CPV, and they sent my request to their attorney, and their attorney responded back to me and said, we have no documentation that says you cannot shop the state bid numbers. Matter of fact, they're public. Now, they're only public after a bid has been done, because in order to get into the bidding the process, the state organization, to get into that, you have to have a password. So I can't personally go in there, but the city of Wilmer can, because we are a member. Okay, so we have a code that we can plug in and we can get in there. But Mills Ford does not have that code. Neither does Schweders. Neither does Atwater Ford.
Giving them access to all that information.
They do not have access to it. But what they do have access, after the state of Minnesota accepts a vehicle from Atwater Ford or the low bidder or whomever that is, that act is public. So they know that squad cars are $43,291.
And the big dealers monitor that.
The big dealers look at it, the little ones don't. So that information is public, but the actual contract stuff, you have to have permission to access it. And nobody else but a member can do that. But what they've told us is, if you get that document from the state of Minnesota, and it's for a 2020 Chevy pickup, you can go to your local Chevy dealer and say, can you match this price on this pickup? It has all the specs. It's got split seat and heated seat and all the things that go with a vehicle. Can you match this? That's perfectly fine. And I went, surprise. So I learned something, and I passed it on to everybody.
Thank you for sharing that.
So yes, we can. Yeah.
Well, and that does benefit. You can get more for your money.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. See, early on, it was like the vendors that applied for the state bid put so much work and effort into it, because they're anticipating that they will get 600 trucks a year, because that's the sales that they've had. And so if everybody started taking this and shopping locally, the bidder who thought he was going to make profit on 600 vehicles, a small profit on 600 vehicles, he's going to end up going like, that was too much work for the effort. And then that business won't apply to be a state bidder anymore. And the local guy is going, I don't have to do nothing. All they do is just come up and say, can you meet that? Heck yeah.
Here's the dollar amount you got to be at.
Yeah. So it's effort. So that's why the state of Minnesota doesn't have that. So you can shop the bid, and anybody can see the see the numbers. So
what constitutes when something is a sealed bid or not?
Price. $175,000 or more.
Okay.
Or over $25,000 to $175,000 is quotes, and then everything over that is sealed bid.
The $175,000 is a required. You cannot do it without a sealed bid. You can still bid between the $25,000 and the $175,000, but you can also do it by a quote.
And we'll use the back and forth to match the state.
Yes. That's what we changed last time.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So forget state bid kinds of things. Let's say when we're buying a $375,000 fire truck.
Yep.
We just get bids, or is it a
sealed bid?
That, it's a sealed bid because
it's
over $175,000.
Yes.
Okay. Anything. Okay.
Okay. Now I'm gonna blow your mind one more time.
Oh, great.
Emergency vehicles like fire trucks don't necessarily have to go through that process, because this fire truck has some unique things that are different than this company's fire truck. And the other thing is, if you started with a DeFrance fire truck and you want all your trucks to be DeFrances so that everybody is trained on a DeFrance when they show up, fire trucks are different.
Okay.
There's a state statute section that says
there's a state statute for that.
And that's the reason why Brian's proposing that in the very first changes there is that he's referencing purchasing terms of Minnesota state statutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some things that I just read that I'm going, really?
But a more generic, okay, so to take your concept and make it more generic, dump truck.
Then yes.
RFQ. Typical, but they're going to be sealed because of the dollar amount, right?
Anything over 175 is required to be sealed.
Yeah.
Anything mm-hmm. between 25 and 175, we can seal bid mm-hmm. those things just like anything, but you also have the ability to just go out and get quotes.
Quote them around, and that gives you advanced.
Quotes give you faster service to paper bid it and advertise it and wait for the bids to come in, and you go, I could have went two bidders and I could have my truck tomorrow. Now that isn't how it works, right. but and it's faster.
And it's cumulative too, like a dump truck. It's the full unit. You can't go and get the truck and then get the box as two separate to avoid the bidding process.
Yeah, you can't break up your purchase. Like, I'm gonna buy 30 bags of cement. And then tomorrow I'm going to buy another 30 bags of cement. And then tomorrow I'll buy another 30 bags of cement.
So you're saying, like, all the stuff from Towmaster, which is equally as expensive as the truck.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yes.
all got to be one big ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, moving on.
All right. No. So then the next section we have is exceptions. And the exceptions to the policy as law by the state statute include but are not limited to emergencies. Perfectly understandable. Consultant and professional services, again, they're by statute, they're outside the bidding requirement. And then situations where obtaining quotes, there's I've corrected that already, but on your sheet it's quotes, competitive bidding results in one bid. It happens rarely, but it does happen where you over 175. You might even see this on construction projects where they've divvied up the territory, but WW Blacktop is the only one that bids in this particular area. You only get one quote for your streets. Why is that? And so you have to say, well, we advertised, we got quotes, and only received one quote or one bid. So that runs afoul of getting two by state statute. So you just have to deal with it. And you note it in your minutes, and you note it, you know, in your council that due to only one bid coming in, it's an exception to our purchase policy, but we're going to take that bid. All right, so I got rid of the next paragraph because I rolled them into my earlier red remarks. I did keep, it is the responsibility of the department to document the rationale for the vendor. I'm going to put recommendation because the department head does not select, they recommend the low bidder, particularly when the lowest bid is not accepted if the bid is only received or obtained from one vendor. All right, moving on, same section, authorization limits are all the same. What was, I didn't cross through, but what was questionable in my mind was the first statement, all payments for capital purchases in excess of $20,000 must be pre-approved by the city council, period. I think there was a time where some people said once the budget had been adopted, staff, department heads could fulfill the capital plan. And that was changed a few years back to once the budget was approved, the department heads and our city administrator had to bring that back for official authorization to purchase the squad car or to purchase the dump truck or the weed whacker, whatever. So that's what I've put in here. I'm going to tell you, I think some council members have contacted me and said, I really would like to see, once it's in the budget, in the capital plan, you're the department heads, carry it out and report back to us. But that's not what I understand the intent of this language. So I didn't change it.
If I may comment on that, I think the issue that I have with it is our CIP process and kind of how we look at it. Because we kind of have a tendency sometimes to do it, but say, well, we're gonna approve it again. If we truly are going to make a decision at the time that we do the CIP, then I think that's a different mindset for us when we're approving the CIP and we perhaps need more information. I'm not saying it's maybe not the wrong approach to do, mm-hmm. but it's not how we operate. And so I think then you'd take a more serious look at the CIP process and making some decisions at that time.
Sure. Well, approving the CIP, those items are much more vague at that time.
Exactly.
Than
yep.
When they,
yep.
When they
and to be quite honest, I've always had the double approval in yeah. in my mind.
Just
the budget is a plan, and it's subject to change. And I believe the council can change that plan mid-year if they go like, oh, we're not going to do that. We yeah. thought we were, but we're not going to. The truck is perfectly fine. So I'm not opposed to this, but what I wanted was clarification that it's in addition to the adoption of the budget. Yeah. And that tells the department head that I got to yeah. bring this back.
Mm-hmm.
The budget is not the approval. So I'm trying to, with my language, is clarifying it for the department head.
Sure.
For staff. Then I inserted a section called delegation authority. The department director, along with the concurrence, and Steve made this suggestion of the city administrator, instead of the finance director, may delegate signature authority to another individual in the department for a set dollar amount, not to exceed $1,000. What was in there was, which could be significantly lower than their own signing authority. Now, what's significant to you may not be significant to you. So I said, let's just pick a number.
Yeah.
And I thought, you can make it a $1,500. I don't care, but I think it needs to be a number. And that number can change as inflation moves forward, just like the 5,000 or 25,000 can change, okay? So that's that explanation. Then we got non-delayed payments. That's the same administrative purchasing processes. That's a new section. I didn't mark it red, but it's the same information. I just made a section for this because it was more finance department information, which includes purchasing orders and coding invoices and new vendors. So I would rely on Steve if he had any changes in purchase orders and that kind of stuff, and new vendors. If he had any issues with changing that, that's more his thing. So that's what I came up with.
I am pleased with it. I wasn't quite sure where we were going. I think this is very clear, and it will help us. I think it streamlines, and I think it solves the issue that we were talking about. And so I think with the addition of that one and the correction, I think it would be good to receive it for information and yep. and so that the council can see it, and we'll bring it back at the next meeting.
Okay.
Anybody else have any other comments?
Yeah, I'm happy. I was expecting a lot lengthier document,
no.
So I actually like more clear and concise and less verbiage. Makes it easier for everybody to follow.
If you want something that's not easy to follow, go pull out the Canyon High County Emergency Operations Manual. 500 pages long. That's not how I operate.
So thank you for your work on this. I appreciate it.
Keep it concise.
Somebody had to justify their yeah. job.
Yes, yes, somebody did.
All right. We're going to move on to item number 4.
Yeah.
And the purchase of a maintenance truck. And are you taking this, Steve?
No.
I'll take this one again, too. After discussing the tabling of the purchase of the vehicle at the city council meeting, I had a discussion with both Sean and Gary Manger, and then this morning I had a discussion with Gary in more detail, saying, this is what I want to see, okay? And I pointed him in the direction, he carried it out, and basically took the state bid, went back to Schweders and said, this is the vehicle I'm looking for. Quote me that vehicle. They did. And as you can see, it is, and I tried to encourage Gary to have the same information in both so that everybody can make an educated decision. So it's $35,927.50 versus $35,680.70, which is roughly $250 difference. And that would fall within that 1%. And, mm-hmm. you know, I think at this point in time, I am pleased with how he put this together. Steve would love to have seen it on a car form.
Only because that's the direction given to all of the department heads.
Yep.
So but, it will
but
be.
But given the timing and
it
because it was
a
department
car
head.
Report.
It will be on a car report for the city council.
With the correct financing and the correct information.
Yep.
I did find it interesting that financial disparity is almost, it's fully and even then some attributable to tax and license costs. The tax and license costs are over, the difference you said is $250. The difference in tax and license is over $500. So that's interesting that Wilmer is, we have tax benefits from purchasing locally as well.
Yep.
We're, and it goes to prove that we're a lower taxing community.
Yep.
So I would make a motion to authorize the purchase of the 2020 Silverado from Schweders of Wilmer in the total amount of $35,927.50.
Second.
All right, we have a motion to accept and a second to approve the purchase of a maintenance truck. If I remember the conversation from the other night, this fits within the budget, so we are good to go. Is there any further discussion?
Do we need extra verbiage regarding the accessories that are going to be put
It'll
on?
It'll be on the car report as needed.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
I think
was that two separate
I think the
motions? I don't think
when
so.
We did it.
I thought it was one motion.
Yeah.
It was
altogether
mm-hmm.
that we're buying the truck and you're buying the topper and the toolboxes.
Okay.
All right. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. I wanted to go back to the purchase policy and thank you for putting in here the over-the-counter purchases. Because when I was thinking through our purchase policy, I would guess the amount of money we spend on things that are outside of the bid is significant enough that should be our emphasis for local too. And these chairs in this room are a glaring example. We were in the process of getting bids from a local company, and at the time a decision was made to order these online. And they were actually bringing in chairs for us to try out when staff made the decision that it was a better deal to just order them and have them delivered. If it was today's world, it'd be Amazon.
Sure.
And I think that has been a thorn in the vendors, because they were actually ordering chairs and bringing them in for us. And so I'm glad to see that in there, and I think it's a mindset of all of our staff to buy local. And I appreciate that, and I'm glad to see it in the policy. With that, I don't know if anybody has anything else, but I have asked them to look at our next meeting, and after the discussion last night that we had about when Public Works might be meeting, we have the opportunity, since there is a fourth week. So please watch to see what staff decides to do with Public Works and Finance Committee meetings, and we might be looking at the 25th, 26th versus the 18th and 19th.
We have at least three items.
Yeah.
At least three items, probably four or five,
but
for the
18th. Is that what you're talking about?
No. Well, because I may or may not be gone. So the thing is, for
so
the next
meeting. So we might move
meeting,
it to the 25th
so
and 26th versus the 8th.
When did we
8th?
Have that conversation?
Last night?
I didn't have anything about moving it.
No, there wasn't a question about moving it. There was a question about whether we could meet or not, whether Andrew was here, whether there were items to have.
Items, I remember.
All of that. And so there was a comment about maybe we could do it at finance versus public works. And instead of doing all of that, all I'm saying is maybe we can just move it a week. And the other reason is I won't be here on the 19th, and so it was a personal request also to move it, but to work together with what's the best place. It still gives us the option of having the information, because we won't take action on those items until the 6th.
You know, right? And it's good to know that public works and finance are
such
a great relationship.
We're moving. Yeah. When are we going to know about public works, public safety? Because I'm not available on the 25th.
You were maybe out of town or something?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know what's going to happen with my vacation.
So technically, we could wait till the next week also then. We could meet on April 1st and April 2nd and still get it done for the 6th.
True.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that leaves a couple options open. And I
would that work for you, Julie, to do the first and second?
The second's not going to.
Okay.
That's Vision 2040 graduation.
Okay.
But the first, maybe?
First works for me, for the Wednesday.
Okay. And what time is... We did this last year because we had graduation last year. You went from here to graduation. What time... But you're I know you're
probably
the planner.
Not. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I will work with Sean if there's any items that absolutely... Well, it wouldn't matter anyways, I guess. The 18th versus
What's
the
that?
25th versus...
I could probably do the same. If we had to do it on the 2nd, I could make that work again.
So we'll just look at that and we'll ask them to send out emails. But maybe that's a better option to wait till the 1st and 2nd, because then if there's more things, we could just accomplish them and still beat
sure.
the deadline.
My goal is to know about public works. My goal is to know, like, at the very latest, by the beginning to the middle of next week, whether or not we're going to meet the 18th or later.
So, okay. Julie, you could make the 2nd work?
Why
if you
would
had to.
The 19th work?
I'm gone the 19th.
Got it. Okay.
But if we wait till the 1st and 2nd, we can get the most through.
Yeah.
We can be timely. We could ask to move it up, Julie.
And why would the 26th work?
I thought you said you weren't here.
That was the 25th. When
yeah.
we
so
started
you wouldn't
about
be here
public
for public works.
I would have to make a change.
But,
I made a tax
Julie, if we did
that.
5 o'clock yeah. instead of, in, I mean, what time do you have to be at your thing? On? Or if we said 4:30, could people be here at 4:30 on the 2nd? That we just
I would just make it work. I mean, that's if
okay.
5:15 or whatever. But, okay, 26th doesn't work either.
It does work, but I thought somebody had an issue with...
No, I'm okay.
The 25th, 26th, everybody can make it work?
I'm okay with both of those.
Okay, let's stay with that then. Are you good?
All we're talking about is finance.
No, public
I
works
know that.
And finance.
Well, that, okay. But is it the same committee for both? No, we got Fernando.
It's 3 out of 4.
Oh, okay.
But there were issues with getting things scheduled for his schedule, and so
I
we were just trying to figure out, you can't do the 25th.
I'd say for public works, public safety, the 1st works for me.
Okay.
And for it better, it's just me, though. And for finance, the 26th works better.
The only problem with that is if we have things that go together, we're off a week from dealing with them. If there's something that comes from public works that has to deal with finance. So, can we just work on it and see?
Yep. At this point, I don't think they're okay.
Because Kelsey was talking about action items. They were still gathering information.
There always is the possibility public works could meet, like, say... That Thursday, say the 26th works.
What if
public
we did,
works could work, meet directly
oh.
before the finance.
What if we did public works followed by finance on the 1st? Would that work, Julie?
It could. My only, I just think that tubes up one of the topics that we were pushing to April 8th. Because if we meet on the 1st, it's only a week later. And then are we going to have any items to go the 8th? And that was the big one. To be able to notify the guy about the tree removals policy.
That's right. He said he was going to wait 30
days. But he could
days.
Be notified. Oh, he was waiting 30
Everyone,
days.
Well, Sean said he was going to wait 30 days for the next regularly scheduled.
Okay,
but
if
he
could
do
the
first.
Reason for that, the reason for that is...
Right.
That's the police chief and the police and the fire chief come to the first meeting.
But we could make that happen the first of... We could just ask them to come the first.
Poor Rick's just
we
like,
could.
Whatever.
Just cut the tree down.
All right. Staff
his
will
tree's
do
already
no,
trimmed.
Staff
this is,
will determine.
This is,
what could
the guy.
In the future.
Okay.
Staff will determine. We're looking at either just the first so that we can accommodate everyone or the first and second as kind of a let's see if we can't get it done and if we can make it work for the best interest of staff and council.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
We're good?
Yep.
Any other business?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.